Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. Frank Davis. I'm sorry, I'm Tom Wright. I had the wrong person on my mind. Tom Wright is our guest. Tom is Executive Director of the Americans for Fair Taxation, and he's going to talk to us today about something that I think is very important, and that's reforming our tax code. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you here, Tom, and Over the last more than 6 years since I've been doing this show, we've done quite a bit of shows on the importance of reforming the tax code. We've talked about abolishing it, sunsetting the current code. I've talked about that with a lot of different organizations, including folks from yours, your organizations, Americans for Fair Taxation, and also the flat tax, the national sales tax, a lot of different things that we've talked about, and your organization is promoting that we convert to something called the fair tax. And I want you to tell us about that.
That's correct. The fair tax is a tax that ensures that individual American taxpayers no longer pay other people's taxes along with their own. They just pay their own taxes, and that's through replacing the personal income tax, gift, state taxes, Social Security, capital gains, corporate income tax with a national retail sales tax that's charged only on new goods and services.
So the fair tax is basically a national sales tax. It's just the brand that has been given to national sales tax.
Exactly. We're the only bill in Congress currently. There have been other bills in the past, but at this point, fair tax, H.R. 25S-1493, is the only national retail sales tax bill in Congress.
When was that introduced?
Well, for the first time, it was introduced probably 4 or 5 years ago. Of course, it used to be H.R. 2525. This year, it's H.R. 25. This year, we have more support than we've ever had. We have 43 co-sponsors at this point, and we're in the Senate for the first time ever. We have made lots of progress.
Wow. Congratulations. Yeah, the reason I asked that question is because I remember when the first bill was introduced, I reported on that back when that bill was first introduced, that's when we were all making a push. I mean, everybody was there. The flat tax folks, the sunsetting of the tax code folks, which would primarily be the NFIB and folks like that, there was a lot of different things. And it almost seemed like there were too many choices in those days, didn't it?
It's true. And as we get closer, those who do not want real reform, and there's a lot of them out there, will offer many choices yet again in an attempt to splinter the grassroots and send them off into many different directions.
What's the beauty of the fair tax, the national sales tax?
For your small business listeners, essentially, unless they're a retailer, it takes them out of the tax business entirely. I've spent this entire year working with various farm bureaus, because, of course, farmers are small businessmen. Mm-hmm. And we have gained the endorsement of the American Farm Bureau and many of the individual state bureaus during this year. But when I sit down and talk to them, I tell them, you know, this takes you out of the tax business. No one will report on you to the federal government. You will no longer keep any records. You will no longer do any filings. You will no longer send any checks. You will no longer take any money out of your employees' paychecks. It flat takes those guys out of the tax business entirely.
So no more business income tax, no more corporate income tax.
No
strictly
more
on a, this, it's all consumption based.
That's exactly right. No more Social Security withholding, no more Social Security matching, no more self-employment taxes, no more alternative minimum tax. All of those things go away. 90% of the complexity and cost of the income tax system go away entirely. We go to a consumption tax, a sales tax, like most states have already, and raise exactly the same amount of money.
Including for the entitlements.
Absolutely. And actually, as far as Social Security is concerned, this is a great deal, because instead of Social Security being based on a very narrow, regressive payroll tax that burdens the working people in America, our Social Security system will be supported by a national retail sales tax, which means teenagers who don't otherwise work but spend money like water will be supporting our retirees and their Social Security benefits, tourists in America, illegal aliens, the criminal underground, drug economies. All of those groups will then be supporting our Social Security system.
What is the rate that you're recommending, that you're proposing, that the bill proposes?
As I answer that question, I have to give a preface. First of all, we're revenue neutral. We're going to raise the same amount of money people are paying today. We're not trying to raise taxes or lower taxes. We're just trying to do the simple thing of reducing the bureaucracy and the intrusion in your personal life. So let's say your average American today pays 20% income tax and 15% Social Security tax. So they're paying about 35 today. Our rate is 23.
So everything that you buy, for example, if I was in Sweden in June, and some of the tax on what we bought was what they call it, a VAT tax, value added tax.
Right, which is not what we're talking about, but that is a form of consumption tax.
Exactly, but that was as high as 25%. So basically, what did you say, 23%? So every time you buy a loaf of bread or a gallon of milk, you pay 23%.
Well, let's say you buy a quart of milk for 77 cents. You'll pay 23% tax on that. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
And you'll have.
So. Go ahead.
You'll have 56% more money in your pocket, of course, because there's nothing taken out of your paycheck anymore.
Right.
Because there's no cost of government hidden in those products you buy. The cost of those products you buy will be down by about 20 to 30%.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I hadn't thought about that. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Tom Wright. He's with the Americans for Fair Taxation. Stay with us. Back, it's 23 after, 800-531-3815, toll-free coast to coast. Tom Wright is our guest. He's the executive director of the Americans for Fair Taxation. Tom, tell us about the AFT.
It's a grassroots organization started up about 7 years ago. We have 500,000 members nationwide, district directors in about 200 of the 435 districts, the key districts across the country. We're based in Houston, Texas, and have a great website, www.fairtax.org, where people can take a look at our petition and read our bill and see where their local leaders are right there on our website.
And can they join your organization there?
Absolutely. We, of course, always appreciate people who write us checks and join the organization, but we just appreciate people who will sign on and sign our petition as well, because when it comes right down to it, to get Congress to give up the kind of power that they have over the voters with the income tax system, it's going to take the American public getting fed up. The only thing that a politician fears more than the lobbyists is a voter who is not going to vote for him anymore, and he might lose that job.
Well, yeah, exactly. Let's talk about, let's get back into the fair tax for just a minute. The main argument, if I'm not mistaken, is that this is a burdensome, excessively burdensome and onerous on the poor, because they don't, they may not pay any income tax, and they may not pay any social, you know, any of the payroll tax, but they certainly pay, they certainly consume, and they would pay all this consumption tax. What do you do about those guys?
Well, first of all, we do have a rebate built into the bill that ensures that no one with a legitimate Social Security number pays any of the federal tax on the necessities of life, on any spending up to the poverty level. So we protect them that way. But we
so
also
for food and food and things like that, clothing.
Exactly. Whatever they decide their necessities of life are, because with some that'll be medicine and that'll be more important to them. Some it'll be food.
Right.
So we give them a rebate and allow them to decide what they spend that money on up to the poverty level.
See.
But we fully protect them from the tax there. But even more important, you know, your working poor in America pays that regressive Social Security tax with every paycheck.
Right.
We stop that to where they no longer pay that out of their paycheck, and these are paycheck-to-paycheck families here.
Mm-hmm.
We also ensure that they don't have to fill out those complex forms for the earned income tax credit anymore. Those go away. They are no longer a target for audits by the IRS.
What on a personal level, we no longer pay personal income tax.
Absolutely right. Nothing will be taken out of anyone's paycheck.
The 3 billion hours a year that Americans spend complying with the tax code, we get those back.
We get those back. They can go out and spend those making more money. They can spend those hours in leisure time with their family or spend more time in church.
What about all the tax preparers and the CPAs? They got to go find other work?
They have to go find something legitimate to do instead of being a drag.
Wait a minute, Tom. I know you didn't mean to say CPAs and the hardworking small business tax preparers out there were not doing legitimate work. I know you didn't mean to say that.
When I talk about those guys, and for the most part, those people would much rather help their clients make money.
That's right.
Really plan to do more and to expand their businesses rather than spend $250 billion a year filling out forms for the federal government. You're talking about really want to help their clients make more money, not delay it, dump it, defer it, and otherwise figure out ways around paying taxes.
The thing is, I actually see a lot of benefit in the fair taxation, the fair tax method, Tom, but it is revolutionary. You got to admit that when you consider how long we've been stuck with this old system, which I don't like at all. What is being proposed is revolutionary. You got to admit that.
Absolutely, we've been working on it 13 years, and you know it took 13 years to repeal prohibition. It took women 75 years to get the right to vote.
Yeah.
So, you know, these are big revolutionary changes that we've had before in this country, and they have been done by the grassroots. We've done this before. We can do it again.
The only thing that concerns me about creating a new tax is that we might wind up like Europe, you know, when they have the VAT tax, that just is on top of everything else that they've got. All the other
Absolutely.
Taxes. They didn't do away with anything. They just added the VAT tax. And so that's
right,
the only
that
thing that concerns me.
Yes, and you have a very good right to be concerned. That's why our bill, which people can read on our website, fairtax.org, completely repeals and dismantles the entire IRS system when it puts the national retail sales tax in place, and we have a companion resolution for the repeal of the 16th Amendment so that we can close the door forever and return our Constitution to the way it was written and the way our founding fathers told us to do this to begin with.
Give us the website one more time.
It's fairtax.org, or people can always call us at 800-FAIR-TAX for more information.
And the bill is called HR 2525?
It's HR 25 now.
And HR 25 now.
Bill,
okay.
Exactly, and the Senate bill is 1493.
Tom Bright, thank you very much for being here today. Will you come back another day and talk to us about this?
Absolutely, Jim. Anytime you'd like an update. We are moving fast, and it is
thank
looking
you.
Really good.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.